August 4th. Peace I leave you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14, verse 27. Though it has been reported by the media that heart disease is the leading cause of death in this country, observation has led me to doubt the accuracy of those figures. I have come to believe that tension is the number one thief of life. Every day it robs millions of people of serenity, peace, and happiness. It also steals vitality, physical health, and years of useful production. Recently, a prominent businessman took his life. Beside him was found a note which told of overwhelming business problems. "I can no longer cope with the tension and pressure," he wrote. Everyone alive has some stress in his or her life. Some of it is quite normal, as when we're called upon to speak in public. But unabating anxiety, that which doesn't subside even when it's time to sleep, is destructive to body, mind, and soul, and it suggests some serious imbalances. A physician may be required to deal with organic problems. Others related to mind and soul may require the medicine the psalmist recommended when he wrote, "Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself. If you are tense and worried, He can give you a peace that passes understanding. Lord, supply us with the wisdom to deal with difficulties calmly."